Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess, where I hopefully help you get lots of strategies for managing your mind to bring you a sense of peace. And from peace, we can get a sense of happiness as well. We can't pursue happiness from the outside, it comes from peace on the inside. And that comes from managing your mind, because your mind drives everything. So in today's podcast, I'm going to continue with answering questions, because I always get great questions. And today's one is a fun one and a very interesting one, and I'm going to read it to you. So today I'm going to do a podcast about this question. Is it okay to ask a friend for space? And what are the benefits of being honest about this boundary? Because let's face it, sometimes in life, we really do feel like we need a bit of space from a friend. So how can we do this, and is it okay? But just before we begin, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, you can subscribe to my Patreon account. The link and the details will be in the show notes. And there you will get ad-free content plus bonus content and things like live Q&As. So go subscribe to my Patreon account if that's how you prefer to listen to these podcasts. One more thing, these podcasts are educational, they're not medical advice. So if you need medical advice, please contact the appropriate medical professional. And on to today's podcast. Let's answer the question. Life can be hard, and it's easy to feel stressed, anxious, and out of control. What if there was a way to take back control? What if there was a practical way to detox your brain? This is now possible with NeuroCycle, the first ever scientifically tested brain detox app shown to help reduce anxiety and depression by up to 81%. Users are guided through a variation of audio and video, brain exercises, and mind management lessons every day. I'm excited to share some of the latest features in the app, including guides for children and parents, detailed feedback and recommendations, written guides through days 22 through 63 of the NeuroCycle, and an easy way to track your progress. There are over 500,000 NeuroCycle users worldwide, and the app has helped change thousands of lives, including people trying to find purpose in life, overcoming fear, better sleep, improved relationships, managing intrusive thoughts, depression and anxiety, and so much more. NeuroCycle is for everybody. No matter who you are, what you've been through, or what you do, you have an incredible mind and brain that is always on and needs to be managed so that you can live your best both mentally and physically. This app is designed for individuals, couples, families, businesses, or corporations, for everyone, everywhere. Join us by committing just a few minutes a day and see how your life is transformed. In just 63 days, you will have begun rewiring your brain for a happier and healthier life. Download the NeuroCycle app today and start changing your life one thought at a time. Just look for NeuroCycle on the iTunes App Store or Google Play, or visit neurocycle.app. The link and more information will be in the show notes. Okay, so is it okay to ask a friend for space? Absolutely. It's okay to ask a friend for space. Boundaries are such an important part of healthy living. So I've got a little demo that I'm going to do with this. Okay, so here you've seen me do this before, but it just works incredibly well. So here's your relationship with your friend. It's a good relationship. It's great. But something happens in your relationship, or something happens in your life, and you just feel like you need a little bit of space. You feel crowded. Watch, I put the tree inside here. There's no room to breathe. You feel a bit crowded. You just feel like you need some space. So how do you get to that point? To get to the point where you feel like you've got a bit more space to get perspective. And we are all entitled to do this with kindness and gentleness, because there's certain times in our life that we just need more space. We might need a lot of space just to be able to process what we're going through. And there are times in life when certain people are just not good for you at that time. Doesn't mean that you have to end the friendship. This just could be that it's just a season that you're going through. Okay, so at any one time, and I said over here, we are all in our own unique space at any one time, and need to be able to communicate where we are and what we need to our loved ones, including our friends. So at any moment, you are in your own unique space. And that is your story, your context. So by space, I mean context. So what are you going through at this moment? If you came to me and I was your therapist, I don't practice anymore, so don't ask if you can come to me. But if you were, and I was practicing, the first thing I would ask you is, what's your story? What's your unique space? Where are you at? What's going on? What's happening to you at this moment in your life? And that is unique to you, and no one except you are an expert on that, what you are going through in the space that you are needing in that moment. And you're well within your rights to kindly and gently explain to as much detail as you need to create that space. I'm going to give you some like practical texts and things that you could actually say, or texts you could send, or things that you could say. So we always need to remember that we are experts on our own feelings, but on and in the context of our lives at any given moment. So have confidence in that. Don't deny where you're at in the moment. I'm not asking you or telling you to become self-preoccupied. I'm telling you just to self-regulate. Stand back and observe yourself. Where am I at in this moment right now? If I carry on pushing and trying to be that, you know, that interactive friend that I just can't be at the moment, something at some point is going to crack. I'm going to say something I regret. I'm going to do something I regret. I'm going to feel something that I don't, that is just more of a reactive feeling as opposed to a truthful, valid example of what's actually happening. So we can get our feelings and our body signals, all the warning signals can get kind of sometimes a little bit blurred if we don't stand back and observe what we need in that context of that moment. So if being around a certain person or a group of persons is affecting how you're processing life based on this context, you need to feel free to ask for space. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is bad. Okay? It could just be that they are not what you need in this particular moment. I'm sure it will come as no surprise to you that to think well and manage your mental health, your brain needs proper nourishment. But many of us don't have the time to take multiple different products all day long for better brain and body health, more energy and optimized immune systems. This is why I love Athletic Greens. It has just what I need in one drink. Best of all, it doesn't taste like it's super healthy, honestly. Athletic Greens has a mild tropical taste that I actually look forward to each morning when I wake up. Even my husband, who can't stand things that taste too green, loves his Athletic Greens in the morning. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your brain, your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/leaf. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/leaf to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. The link and offer details will be in the show notes. So, our non-conscious mind works 24/7. You've heard me talk about this before. This is where every experience you have is built into thoughts with memories. And this is 99% of your day is being driven by the non-conscious. Your non-conscious works 100% of the time, 24/7, but your conscious, when you're awake, your conscious mind's around about that sort of 10% or so, and your non-conscious is operating at about 90 to 99%. It's driving what you're doing. So we need to be aware of what's driving us. And that's why I talk about the context of our immediate situation. And our response to that context is going to be based on existing thoughts in our non-conscious mind. So it's a combination of what's going on in our life and how we are responding based on our previous experiences. And you put that all together, and sometimes you just need that little bit of space to be able to process it. And it could be that you're not getting that space, which is what we're talking about. So our non-conscious mind, which is considered the most intelligent part of us, it will tell us when we have a sense of unease. So it drives us, but it also gives us advice. So all of our existing experiences, as I've said, are in the non-conscious mind, but also in the depths of our non-conscious mind, we can get a lot of wisdom, insight when we tune in when we introspect. And if you're constantly out with your friends or spending a lot of time with your friends or dealing with their issues, you may not have that space, enough space to introspect. This kind of situation, let me just remind you of this one again. For those of you that are just listening, I'm putting a teeny little plant in a teeny little shot glass, so there's no space. And so we've got to evaluate, stand back and observe, am I in that situation at the moment? What is coming out from my non-conscious mind? What is my non-conscious mind telling me? Tune in. What is that emotion? I feel a sense of unease. Something's just kind of not right. I haven't had enough time to process it. I can feel my body's tense. I'm walking around with tension in my shoulders. I'm just giving you examples, okay? And my behaviors are, I'm just not really that friendly in when we went out for dinner last night with a friend or when I'm interacting or texting. And they're picking it up. They're starting to pick up that, you know, you're just not quite as open or friendly or whatever. They can sense. You know, you can sense when the atmosphere is changing. You can, you know, how we can sometimes say you can cut the atmosphere. You just know that there's something wrong. No matter how you try and hide it, no, I'm fine. It's there. You're feeling like this. And that the perspective that's been created is that, oh, I just need time and I'm frustrated. And initially you hide that, but if you don't give yourself space, that's all of those four are going to explode in a mess and you're going to become reactive. But if you give yourself that space that you need, you can then tune into that non-conscious mind, tune into those four signals and find out what they mean and what they are attached to, because those four signals are attached to something. And that something could be related to whatever, a relationship issue that you're having that's not related to the friends, maybe another friend or a more personal one, or something going on at work, or something that's going on in your family that you just don't want to be around people for a while because you needed to sort of deal with this private family issue. Or there's so many different things that it could be. But tune into those four signals, to tune into the non-conscious. Don't ignore the unease and the behaviors. You know, stand back, observe yourself, which will take you inside and help you to get into this space where you can then work out what are these four signals attached to? What is the experience, the information contained in there? What experience is it pointing to? What are the details? And you need time to do that, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So these warning signals, which originate from our psychoneurobiology, the mind-brain-body connection, so I'm just reading to you what I've just said, include our emotions, okay, so like unease, guilt, confusion when we're around someone, behaviors like withdrawing, overcompensating, apologizing too often, and those aren't the only ones. I'm just saying that could be if you find yourself overcompensating, people-pleasing, apologizing frequently around a person, a bodily sensation, which is a third signal. For example, you might have adrenaline rushes when you're around that person, or a gut ache or muscle tension. And if we know we're going to meet that person and we don't actually want to be around them in that moment, so you've got this gut ache and this sense of unease and so on that I've described. And then the perspective, like when we think of things like, what's wrong with me? Or I'm a bad person because I don't want to be around them in this moment. And, you know, so there's all this conflict, a perspective that's conflicting. So those are the four signals, and those are some examples of them. And if you're in this space, you're not going to deal with those well. It's going to bode badly in that relationship. So by asking a friend for space, you put yourself here so that you can then handle this more efficiently. Okay, so ignoring these signals can result in imbalanced energy in the non-conscious mind, which then translates into imbalanced energy in the brain. And that imbalanced energy will be things like, there's many things, but be things like increased beta, too much high beta. High beta is not a bad thing, but too much is. And in certain parts of your brain, like in your temporal lobe, your frontal lobe, deeper inside your brain, your basal ganglia. So we get disruptions in energy flow. And that puts us into a state where we are not going to be the wisest. But as I create space, I get back into that state of wisdom. I can tune into the wiseness, my inner life, my inner inner wisdom of how should I think, feel, and choose about the situation. I don't have it when I'm stuck in the little cup. I have it when I'm in the big cup. And the reason I have a middle cup is because sometimes it takes a bit of time to get there. You know, you might need time sort of pulling back from your friend or whatever. You might need a week, 2 weeks, whatever. So you go through sort of that transition, think maybe you need a day or two, maybe you need a bit longer. Each time it's unique up to you. It's idiosyncratic to your unique contextual situation in that moment. Okay, so on a very practical level, what are some things that you can say to a friend that won't break the friendship, but that will give you this kind of space that you need? Okay, so I don't recommend saying things like, I need space. It's kind of fighting talk, and it's almost could be perceived as insulting, or that you want to break off the friendship. Or another thing that doesn't work is, I'm putting up boundaries because I cannot be around you right now. I mean, if someone said that to me, I'd immediately feel defensive, and it's kind of aggressive. So we don't want to say things like, I need space. Say it in your head. Or, I'm putting up boundaries because I cannot be around you right now. Say that in your head, but don't say that out loud, because you don't want to antagonize. It's kind of reactive, and you want to try and keep peace at every level, because if you get worked up and they respond negatively, it's going to just make things worse on both sides. So here are some examples of things that you could say or text. Hey, sorry, but I'm going to have to take a mental health rain check right now. I don't have the capacity to devote energy to our friendship that I value so much at the moment. I just won't be able to tune in to your needs in the way that I should do, because you're such an amazing friend. And I'm going through some stuff at the moment, and I'm just processing it. I'm neurocycling. I need some space. Thank you so much for understanding. Okay, that's an example. If you're someone who's looking for the newest cutting-edge products to push your brain and body to the outer limits of what's possible, or a wellness enthusiast who just wants to feel more like yourself, then you should stop what you're doing and check out Nootopia, the most powerful bespoke nootropics on the market today. These nootropic stacks are taking the industry by storm because they're safe, legal, and highly effective. Every stack was formulated by a man who's the most advanced brain chemist and nootropics formulator alive today. Even better, every formula is customized for you based on your strengths, weaknesses, and goals, so you get exactly what you need. Taking the right formulas at the right times can help you focus intensely, block out distractions, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance your creativity, boost your memory, and a whole lot more. You'll be amazed by how quickly they work. Within 15 to 30 minutes, you should begin to feel and notice the mental effects. These formulas also come with a full 1-year guarantee, so there's zero risk to you to try them yourself. If you feel like you're not fully maximizing your potential, both personally and professionally, then you owe it to yourself to try Nootopia's formulas. They're a total game changer. Simply go to nootopia.com/Dr. Leaf and use Dr. Leaf 10 to receive up to 50% from your first order. Again, that's nootopia.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. This text, or this, if you say it, phone, say it to their face, whatever, focuses on what I call an emotional oxygen mask. So you're putting on an emotional oxygen mask. You know, in a plane, you have to put on the oxygen mask on your child, on yourself, before you put it on your child. So you're doing that for yourself. You're giving yourself some oxygen. We need oxygen to boost how we function. Okay, we cannot truly be there for a friend if we're not able to support ourselves and our needs. And people, I'm not talking about being self-preoccupied and selfish. I'm talking about creating bouts of space that make us more humble and better friends, because sometimes we just need to pull back in order to, and it might be a day. It might be 24 hours. I mean, I do this with my husband. I put on emotional oxygen masks. So does he. I do it with my kids. We're a family business. 3 of my 4 children work with me. Two of them live at home a lot because we have our studio built onto the house, and they move around. We have 2 homes, one in here and one in Miami, and we move around. So we're with each other 24/7. My husband and I are working together 24/7. We need emotional oxygen masks. We need sometimes where we actually say, hey, I just want to have the next 24 hours alone to do my own thing. I just need it because I'm going through X, Y, and Z, or something like what I just said there. You're so amazing. Thank you for understanding. I just need the space. Okay. So like oxygen mask in an airplane, we must put on our mask first before we can truly help others. Okay. If you have no oxygen, you can't help your child. So here's another one. Similar in the beginning, but it's a little different at the end. So here, listen. Hi, I just want to say that I really value our friendship so much. Thank you. And you can add in some details about I love this, this, and this. Unfortunately, I'm just going through such a major issue in my life at the moment. And you can tell as much detail as you want to. So if you don't hear from me for a while, it's not you. It's that I just have to kind of get through this stuff. Okay? So a text like this one gives the other person context to the boundary. Okay, so the first one's an example of giving an emotional oxygen mask. This one gives context because you're giving a bit more detail, as much as you feel comfortable with. And just like really, you know, the context helps them to understand a little better that, okay, you're not going to see me for a while. You're not going to hear from me for a while because I'm really just have not I only got enough energy for X, Y, and Z, as much as you feel that you can share. So it'll help them understand where you are and what you need rather than just reacting to what you are saying. Okay, so if they send you a long response and want to help you deal with the issue, or if they respond negatively to this, so you're saying you need the space because of the context, and they respond with a long thing giving you advice or giving you detail, or they respond negatively, then you can say something like this, or text back, or if they say something back to you, you could say something like this. Thank you for your text. I really appreciate you taking the time. I don't quite know how to respond at the moment and hope you understand I need a little bit more time to process what you've said. So that's great if you've got the text. If you verbally do it, if they just come back at you with a whole bunch of stuff, as they're talking and you can see they're getting worked up or they're trying to fix you, you just say, thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that you're trying to help me, but I need to work this one out on my own. I can't respond to you right now. If you could just give me a bit of space, I'll think about what you've said. Maybe you could text it to me so that I can look at it. And right at this moment now, I don't know how to respond, so I'd rather not respond. But I really do care about you and I appreciate that you have said what you've said. Okay? So you can see this, we're not stimulating an argument. We are, and you're protecting yourself because maybe they've said a bunch of negative stuff that you just, you know, so if it's coming out, a lot of negativity towards you is coming out, you don't have to take that in your spirit because you're in a place where you need space. You don't have to be rude either because they're coming from a place that they maybe don't understand and they're reacting, so they need space too. So neither of you are wrong. It's just that there's an explosion about to happen. So that's where you just gently, kindly, thank you. I really appreciate it, but please, I just can't respond like this. I can't respond to this at this moment. Let me just try and get a little bit of understanding. I just need to be on my own for a bit. I just need to pull back a little bit so that I can really process what you're saying and put it in context of what I'm going through and I'll get back to you. And, you know, keep smiling, keep as gentle and calm as you can. I know it's not easy. I really am talking as though I can do this perfectly, but I battle too. But when I do get it right, it's incredible. You know, and if they carry on, you know, I say, sorry, I can't deal with this now. I really care for you, but I'm walking away because we need to calm down. We need to defuse the situation. In conclusion, I hope this helps you, by the way. Remember, you don't have to respond to any text, calls, messages after this until you're ready. So if your friend is angry at you, remind yourself that they too may need some time to process what you've told them. So don't take the anger personally. Realize that they actually need the space to understand that you need the space. So they're trying to process this because they're not used to this. So just, you know, kind of give them what you need, which is, okay, they'll get it. They'll understand. Give them a bit of time. I mean, this is the most amazing place to be. This is the most frustrating place to be when you are in the little cup versus the nice big jar. Here you can get through the stuff. And in between is time, however long that is different for everyone and every situation and every struggle. It's all new. There's no prescriptive recipe. It's all based on the unique circumstances. But if you get mad at them, well, they're not understanding me, blah, 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 you're going to get yourself worked up and you're going to battle to fix what you need when you ask for that space in the first time. So just give them grace and recognize they are needing time to work through that too, that they're stuck here at the moment. But they'll get there. If they are truly your friend, they will eventually understand that you need space and will be more willing to wait for you for when you're ready to talk to them, as they know who you are and they know your character. So your true friend knows who you are, they know your character. So they may be a little upset at first, but they'll be willing to wait for you for when you're ready to reconnect in the normal ways that you used to connect, and you'll shift back to that. It'll be different because every experience makes you different, so your relationship will be different, but that's good because we should be growing all the time. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this helps you, and I will see you next time with some more questions and answers and more information. Thanks so much. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.